up on the cut the leg supper. When you got the yams.
What's the yam?
The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f*** happened? But most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking ball.
Oh, yeah.
Back where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no loss.
Oh, yeah.
Back where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
you got the yams.
The yam
brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting on stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
oh, yeah.
Wait, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no loss.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
You goat mouth mammoth.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody's screaming Compton. I should probably run from mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, betting woo woo. Oh yeah, the judge, I made it past 25. And now I was a little nappy-headed nigga with the world behind him. Life ain't but a fat screaming, Annie, are you okay? Yeah, you okay? Limitinant with a gold play straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a king.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no loss.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your
Please
influence.
Please watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh, it's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's gonna splash. Ugh, keep it locked.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Scrapped up with dog tent. Yeah. I'd rather be jailed by 12 than carry my seat.
Hang with rats, that's some new type. Get a wet on the news type. Sipping, drinking, don't screw type. Just said, run through crew type. I got a bad bitch at home, voodoo type. Take down Megan Stan Jones by the group type. That's some deep. I just thought you knew type. I just treat dog. Just usually dudes tight. Pockets racked up, all blue tight. Bunch of rich, get confused tight. Atlanta, I live like Ted Turner tight. On camera, bruh, knock her jaws loose tight. I cancel her, kick her out of school tight. A silent hitter, I just keep cool with you. A silent count dog food tight. Moving through the city with your boo tight. Ready to suck it up like soup type. You going against the guys and you gon' lose type. Pray to God it knock you out shoe type.
Pop it right about the blue type. Put the double O in the room. Serotonin, that's a cool type mix. Mix it with the blues. Used to land a feeling like a zoo type mix. Shotty, shotty, strip it, take a shroom. Shawty make you work, not a fire type. Eating all the dogs and food type. Eating all the dogs and food type. All you want.
homies crashing on some fool type. Flooding up the spot, it's like a pool type. All the homies crashing on some fool type. All the homies crashing on some fool type. Eating all the perkins on some fool type.
Kick slow flow, shit fool type.
Real out of my dread, like some on blood type.
Cooking up like food type.
Push up with my thighs, fucking gun tight. She gripping all of my bars, I ain't got a mood tight. Thumbs they cover my flaws, I ain't had to pay a new tight. Hell around jail with a bitch, hella like a new tight. All of my jeans are sick, I think I'm over tight. Put the whole down with the gang, that she my manager tight. Shot that she was a man, I would forever have a boss. The baby said, homie, play no Muslim, make it tight. 81,000 for the teeth, I still ain't smiling for this. This that she better than me, she on that IG model. Chose to be super, you so hot up, I'm a hacker. Give me thumb in the bed, she on her bottle, ain't tight. All I want is, I ain't got no taste. The cinnamon drink, blue, the cinnamon drink, made up. Sit right here in my ear, tight. I put some dollars in my glass, whoa, on my mic. What the fuck y'all taking my bodies for, y'all just tight.
Put up, I don't hang with rats, that's some new type. Get it whacked on the news type. Sipping, drinking, don't screw tight. Just a sad, running through the crew tight. Got a bad at home, voodoo tight. Take down mega stag youngs by the crew tight. Tight.
Text high level my shirt.
Open up.
Rasta tight.
Open up.
Money all in my dreams.
Open up.
Rasta tight.
Open up. About
to take a the turf. Shell monster type.
Tight. Type. She don't speak no English, man, the top type. She put me around on my...
They start talking nasty. That was Type by Metro and Future. A lot of stuff happened in the NFL since I've been gone. I have a list of my favorite moves and the moves that were interesting, to say the least. But let's start off on a good note. Davante Adams to the Rams. Hold on. Okay, but I like this spot for both of them. For Davante, again, like, this is, what is this, third time that he, like, could really take his career into his own hands and end up on a good team. The first time it was the Raiders. He didn't pick the right choice that time. But you know, he wanted to play buddy ball with Derek Carr, but it didn't go well. Then he chased Aaron Rodgers across the country to New York to play buddy ball in New York. And then it didn't work. So I'm glad he put football first. And he wanted to stay on the West Coast, so it made sense. Yes, the Rams. Rams are really good. They almost made the Super Bowl last year. Or at the bare minimum, they almost made the conference last year. And yeah, like, the defensive line's really good. Gotta work out the secondary, but team, yeah. And catching passes from Matthew Stafford, that's like the best quarterback he's caught passes from besides Aaron Rodgers. It's a no-brainer for both of them. Rams, they got rid of Cooper Kupp to upgrade at the position. Davante Adams is an upgrade at that position. I don't know. People think that he's, like, not good anymore because he's 32. I don't really think I've seen anything in the last 2 to 3 years that make me seem that he's just gotten worse. I think he's just been on bad teams with not great coaching and definitely bad vibes. So, but the Rams are like the opposite of that. So I think things should be pretty good. So yes, that was probably my favorite move. Justin Fields to the Jets. I think, again, this was like a great move for both of them. Justin Fields, this is the first chance that he's going to a pretty decent roster with good coaching and like a team that actually like has faith in him to be their starting quarterback. It was kind of with the Bears, but he didn't really have the great coaching, and then they got rid of him as soon as they got the first pick. And then the Steelers, they set him up to fail. Well, they set him up to fail, but the minute Russell Wilson came, they benched him, when even though the Steelers were 4-2. And I don't know, I feel like that kind of ruined the relationship. But the Jets, yeah, the Jets are pretty, they have a pretty decent roster for having a top 10 pick. The defense is really good. Offensive line has been getting better. They kind of just need a wide receiver too, and they can figure that out. But yeah, this is the best situation for the for Justin Fields and for the Jets. This is kind of like a no risk, high reward move. If it works out, you get a franchise quarterback, or at least a pretty decent quarterback for this year. And if it doesn't, you find another quarterback on next year. So, pretty good move for both of them. Bears fixed the O-line, made some aggressive moves, traded for players, signed players, but now their interior offensive line is one of the best in the league. And yeah, side note, I am so tired of the excuses that teams give me for not getting a good offensive line. Okay, this is the third, this is the third team, second straight offseason, that rebuilt their offensive line in 1 year. The Panthers were the bottom of the dumpster 2 years ago. But they were like, this can't happen. The way to build a good football team is to build a good offensive line. So what'd they do? They spent a premium to go get two good offensive line players. They drafted, and then they kept their only good offensive line, their only good offensive tackle, and they were kind of like a top 10 offensive line last year, and those guys are only going to get better this year. And then like the Titans, same thing, they draft, they signed well, and now like the team's really good. And like the Bears, that's like what, 3-for-3. So yeah, no more waiting for the offensive line to be better. Yeah, GMs have to stop being lazy. Raiders getting Geno Smith. I didn't know like you can get franchise quarterbacks for third round picks. Like, where have I been? Because I don't know. And I'll get to the Seahawks part of this, but for the Raiders, again, low risk, high reward move. I mean, you pay Geno Smith whatever he wants. I think that's like $40 million, $45 million at the highest. If it doesn't go well, I mean, this is probably like your best, the best quarterback you've had in like 10 years. It's been a while. And Geno Smith was pretty good last year. He was just dealing with a lot of bad offensive line play. So, and like you couldn't, and you weren't really going to get a better a quarterback anywhere else. And Geno Smith isn't bad. He's like a borderline top 10 quarterback. So, Raiders did pretty well. And again, I'll get to the Seahawks because they're not off the hook. But Patriots signed a bunch of dudes on defense. Defensive tackle Milton Williams, who was like the prized possession, signed him. They thought he was going to the Panthers, but changed his mind. Carlton Davis, a good cornerback. I want to say they signed a linebacker. So yeah, they kind of opened up things for the draft. They can get whoever they want, preferably someone on the offensive side of the ball. But things are great. The secondary looks good. Defensive line looks better. Definitely need some edge help. But yeah, they're a better team than they were like a week ago. So just heading in the right direction. I think the goal for teams in the offseason is just to get like another strength of the team. So if you're coming into the offseason, the goal is to, okay, let's make the secondary the strength of our team. That means let's go get a cornerback, let's go sign a safety, and hopefully our young guys at the position get better. And like, and so at the start of next season, like, we don't even have to worry about that side of like the field. And yeah, Patriots did that. Bears did that. Even the Giants did that. Kind of like the signings. Javon Holland's pretty good. Paulson Adebo is good, coming off of some injury things, but he should at least be a good cornerback too. So I'm liking the secondary. I don't think Paulson Adebo solves our cornerback problems. And Giants fans get on my nerves so much because, honestly, I'll get to that another time. But yeah, secondary is pretty good. Could get better. Still need a quarterback. That's kind of in limbo right now. So we'll see what happens. Questionable moves. I'll get to the Bengals thing because there's a lot of areas to pick at for the Bengals thing. Yeah, but the Texans, the offensive line doesn't look good. And this is kind of a very alarming thing because the offensive line was awful last year. And it looks even worse now. So I'm hoping they figure that out before week one. Because it'd be nice if CJ Stroud, you know, wasn't fighting for his life again. Yeah, but in other Texans news, they re-signed Derek Stingley to a lot of money. And my only thing is, I just hope that the Jets re-sign Sauce Gardner as soon as they can. Because I have a feeling yesterday's price will not be today's price in a year. So they got to figure that out. But Texans, they got to figure out the offensive line. Oh, yeah, the Seahawks. I just don't really understand why they traded Geno Smith. Apparently, there was, like, contract stuff. They were at a price point. Geno Smith was at a price point. Couldn't really get to... And then they couldn't really get it together. It just sounds to me like the Seahawks were cheap. That's what it sounds like to me. Like, you can, like, make excuses about, Sam Darnold's, like, younger. He's 27. And, the contract we signed him on, it's, like, a low-risk contract. We don't have to worry about it if it goes wrong in 2 years. That sounds good in theory. But the realistic thing is the Seahawks were, like, one win away from making the playoffs. And the team didn't get worse overnight. Like, it was good. Like, it was going to be pretty good next year. So I think rolling the dice on getting another franchise QB or whatever future plans they have that might not include Sam Darnold at quarterback, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a good idea. It seems like they're really trying to get too cute. And what do I always tell you guys? Don't get cute. Don't get too cute, because when you start trying to play 3D chess and start trying to three steps ahead of everybody, you just end up with a worse roster, okay? You just end up with no quarterback. So I'm hoping that they know what they're doing. But I'm not going to lie to you, it kind of doesn't look like they know what they're doing. But again, time will tell. Seahawks, they also traded DK Metcalf. Not mad at that. Eventually, they were going to have to pay him and JSN a lot of money. And again, we're going to get to the Bengals. But I'm not sure if that's a smart idea. So they get ahead out of it. They get ahead of it. And they trade DK Metcalf for second round pick. DK Metcalf gets a lot of money in Pittsburgh. For Pittsburgh, that was a good deal. DK Metcalf's really good. Kind of has probably some untapped potential. The Seahawks offense was kind of like a mess. Not a mess, but on and off. 1 year, on and off another year. So, like, but a change of scenery could be pretty good for him. But yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals. They re-signed Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Okay. Where do I want to start with this? The way this news broke was very interesting. Like, it wasn't really told through the top reporter people. It got told to one person, and he had this news like 8 hours before like the other top two people did. So I don't know. I guess Jamar Chase and T. Higgins have beef with Adam Schefter, which I'm not even mad at, because Adam Schefter, I don't know, but I have my reservations and I won't expand on them today. But yeah, that was an interesting one. But as for the Bengals, we'll see. They gave T. Higgins and Jamar Chase a lot of money. And it has nothing to do with them as players. Jamar Chase should have got paid last offseason, so like, I'm not even worried about that. But T. Higgins, they probably should have traded him. But Joe Burrow really put his foot down, which is interesting to see, because you never really see quarterbacks do that. They kind of just enjoy the offseason. But Joe Burrow really wanted Higgins and Jamar Chase like there, and he got it done. So offensively, they'll be pretty good. But yeah, but defensively, they're going to be really bad. Again, I've been seeing things. Oh, the Bengals are going to be better on defense than last year. Injuries and other stuff happened. But yeah, that sounds good in theory. Is that realistic? I'm not putting my money on that. I'm not putting my money on that at all. So yeah. Again, I don't know why they think they can just outscore everyone and think that's gonna like win them Super Bowls and stuff. I don't know. It's just teams have a lot of different ways of thinking. But I'm happy the Bengals stopped being cheap on the bright side. But we'll see, man. I don't know. They have some real holes on like their there's some real holes on their team, like everywhere else besides offense. So I don't know. But I'll be back.
Just be like journals. Journal entries.
Family we raised. I ain't a killer, but don't slip up and tempt me. I paint a picture like I'm into Da Vinci. The rain and fill up on them Indian Sicily. I was young and I developed yeah, mentally. Mommy, daddy arguing in the living room. I would kind of learn that some things ain't meant to be. Guess I'm destined for a childhood of solitude. Introvert occurs when nobody's listening. Father figure wasn't no television screen. Told me stories every day that were riveting. Homicidal, die over anything. All my idols either rapping or pivoting. On the sofa every day I resemble Macaulay Culkin while my mama delivering. Home alone without a mansion. I'm glancing out windows making sure no rappers is visiting. Paranoid, cause I know the city is wild. I seen it with my own eye. First time I remember in shop breaking, I crit late at night. I was fire, dead tired. I called for my mama somehow. In that moment I realized we was sitting ducks. No man in that house, just two kids and her. And nowhere was her, don't give a f- better toughen up. In a scene like that, stuck with me. Keep your guard up, don't f- with me. Better know what's up with me, what's up with me. In a scene like that, stuck with me. Keep your guard up, don't f- with me. Better know what's up with me. Dedicated to the switch. Dedicated to the women I miss. Dedicated to the one that I love. Never straying, I ain't f***ing up this. Dedicated to my this stay with me.
still recall coldest nights that your bullet showers. It ain't all black and white like a Kurosawa. Got the money and fame, but we took the power. Spent it all, made it back, blew $1 million. Went to school scholarship, but I won the scholar. I dropped out, I was hustling, didn't tell my father. He was proud, I'm ashamed I had broke my honor. Ducking jack boys and D-Tags, they tucking collars. TNT twice a week was a problem. But you reap what you sow, I made coats of armor. GCPLIE was my road to karma. Sleepless nights, dropping loads off from home to home. Though my pockets was hungry, my soul was starving. Didn't reach my potential till coke and calling. Gave me space to reflect when the tour started. Couldn't waste a neglect, had a bigger call. Almost died, saw the flash of life. Calling home from the afterlife. Crime pays, almost paid the price. Mama told me she prayed that my life spared. Devil on my shoulder like a boulder. But just when I needed you, God, you was right there. In my corner like custom model Iron Mike from a city where nobody fight fair.
Yeah, yeah. In a scene like that, stuck with me. Keep your guard up, don't f*** with me. Niggas better know what's up with me, what's up with me. In a scene like that, stuck with me. Keep your guard up, don't f*** with me. Better know what's up with me.
Dedicated to the switch. Dedicated to the women I miss. Dedicated to the one that I love. Never straying, I ain't f***ing up this. Dedicated to my that stayed with me even through my questionable ways. Dedicated to the seeds that we grown. World revolve around this family we raised.
That was How the Story Goes with Khalifa. So, Playboi Carti. Finally, after years of delays, months of delays, delays on the day it was supposed to drop, he finally dropped his album. And after about a weekend to really, really listen to it, it was pretty good. It was really, really good. Kind of been all I've been listening to since it's dropped. But I would go piece by piece. The production's really good. Metro made an appearance. A lot of Weezy made an appearance. Filthy made an appearance. Yeah, a lot of production. It was great. Kind of what like I expected from like the other singles Cardi has dropped, which is good. I'm not complaining. Features were great. Kendrick Lamar had 3 features. I don't know. He's been really active lately, which is great, but kind of scares me because I hope this isn't like some retirement run he's on. I don't know. When like artists take forever to like collab with like artists that they don't usually collab with, kind of makes me a little suspicious. But the songs are really good. Backdoor is great. Good credit. He was really, really rapping on it. And even Mojo Jojo. Kendrick got to do more ad libs. But yes, other features. Future was there. Did his thing. Still got it. Still got his fastball. Who else was on this album? Oh, Travis Scott was all over this album. Pretty good. There's a lot of hate with him right now. I don't know what it is, but I mean, he's what I've been expecting. Yeah, pretty normal verses from him. I don't know, like, what's the hate about? The Weeknd made an appearance. And yes, as for the favorite songs, let's start off with The Weeknd. Rather Lie is really good. Yeah, throughout this album, or at least what I've noticed, when he's with like The Weeknd or like someone he usually doesn't like collab with, like Kendrick Lamar in this case, he kind of like changes things up a little bit, which is could be like a very obvious thing, but it's kind of cool. Like the Kendrick features was mainly Backdoor and Rather Lie. They're kind of like a breath of fresh air on the album, because it just doesn't really sound like stuff that he usually does, you could say. But yes, really good songs. Not a lot of bad songs on this album, especially for it being like a 30 song album. He has like the things that he's usually like good at with like Evil Jordan. We've heard that song before. There's Crank. There's Crush. These are like random words, but I promise you they're songs and they're really good. Why am I blanking on songs? But yes, those were like the songs that I can remember right now. I don't know why I'm blanking on songs right now, but I promise you, like, I saved like a lot of them. Yes, I'd say it was worth the wait. Did his thing on it. Oh, Twin Trim, there's a song with Lil Uzi Vert. He's one of the features too. And yeah, I'd say it was a really good song. There's a lot of highs, not too many lows. There were some songs that I have no interest in going back to, but for majority of it, I will be playing this album for a long time. Really fun listen. There was like a few times that I was kind of like, wow, okay, like he's definitely like progressed as an artist, especially with like the singing. Never really seen him do that. But again, he's still good at what he's really good at, which is making a really fun and hype song. And we see that throughout the album many, many times. And it's great. It's great. Definitely like this album more than his last one, A Whole Lot of Red. and that album's pretty decent. But yes, early running of album of the year, even though we just started. So, yeah. What am I missing? A Low Tech dropped a song. It was pretty good. I played it. Four Batch dropped a song. It was pretty good. Yeah, that's the music. But I'd probably give the Playboi Carti album like an A- or something. If I had to like grade it. Definitely worth the wait.
Come on. see us in the club, just show a little love, represent your side like me. Round here, if you slip, you catch a hot one. Try shot, a couple of them down one. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So, so, for sure we ain't playing, hang with no lanes, walk insane.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, but up a car, yeah.
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that. You know I can't forget.
In their best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked out. Your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit, don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind, all up in the clubs to have a good time.
Oh, hey, girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that.
The one with the rims, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-dot-F. I ain't follow, up to the ain't none left, I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep, I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at, come and mix it with the crisp, baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted, downright spiffed, two-way, booty, make it like it missed it.
Talking all of that. You know I can't forget about my thugs.
Where the party at?
And all my girls.
Where the party at?
Off in the club.
Where the party at?
If the party's where you're at, let me hear you say.
Put your hands up, storm up. Everybody put your hands up, storm. When the beat come back around, everybody do the
game. East side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah!
Do my south side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah!
And them haters ain't hitting on. Ain't talking about us. And they look like
the party's where you're at, let me say.
Yeah, I'll be back next week, same time, same location. We'll see what goes on in the football world. I think it's pretty much dried up now, though. And you know, basketball always moves. But yeah, I'll be back, same time, same location, and I will see you.
Let's fade on the keys. Through the night, and I've been thinking about you every night. If you happy, I know that I should be alright. Cause this tragic and I can't sing for the side. And I think I should leave in long eye. Should I try or just, I can't lie, I be one for the cry. But I'm caught up with these, they gon' follow. Time I catch my feelings like I'm in a bottle. And you probably find my heart somewhere lost in Nevada. Don't know who I want, you the one I want. Never said I don't, that's that money talk. Drunker than a scone, it go down in a room. Choppers in a trunk, baby, this is my tone. But I need your love. Turn me down, tell the truth, I just might spaz. If you pull around, laugh, I just probably bust a. And I think I should leave it on eye. Should I try or just, I can't lie, I be one for the cry. But I'm caught up with these, they gon' follow. Ballin' like a baller blocker. Every time I catch my feelings like I'm in a bottle. And you probably find my heart somewhere lost in Nevada.
1-4-4-1-5. You're the right person, wrong time. Now and then, I still like to play pretend. You think that it is strange the weather of your city saved on my phone, trying not to feel forlorn. Ships passing in the night, sailing under different skies. A tale as ancient.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.